Halacha is that an isha does not collect tiksuba from the shvach. Shvach means, let's say the husband died, and the sons yarshim the nechosim. And the nechosim, the karka is not worth 200, but the yarshim go down there and they plow it and they plant there, and they mashpiach the karka, they make the karka produce. So it comes out of the karka, the produce, that's not mishubit to the ksuba. The isha cannot collect that for a ksuba. Who adin for the Toysus Ksubra, so she cannot collect from that. Lishvua, there are a lot of lachas later on when an isha goes to collect the Ksuba, when she has to swear, when not. So any halacha of Shua that applies to a Ksuba applies to the Toysus Ksubra also. Ulishvias, halacha usually is if you owe somebody money and it comes Shemitah the seventh year, it's Mishamet Kol HaChayv. You don't have to pay it. If the Chayv is in Ishtar, then you still have to pay it. So Ksuba has a halacha like Ishtar. And therefore, you have to pay it, even though Shemitah goes through. But the Chiddush is now that the Taisus Ksuba is also considered like it's part of the Shtar, and she can also collect it even after Shemitah. O lekaisev kol nechasev lebonav. There's a halacha if a husband writes when he's still alive, he gives all his nechasim, everything that he owns, he gives over to his sons when he's still alive. So it comes out when he dies later, there's no Yerusha. In such a case, the Isha still has a right to get a ksuba. But let's say the husband left over one field for his wife for a ksuba. Halacha is all she can get is just that one field. Even though it's not worth musayim, she can't get more. And the same halacha, she can't collect the taisus ksuba either. If the husband gave away all his property to the sons when he was alive, and left over one small property for his wife, that's all she gets for her ikir and for the taisus ksuba. Vayta ligvois min akarko min azaburis. Halacha is when an isha collects the ksuba, she only collects from karka, from land. And what type of land? Zeburius, the worst. If the husband left over two different types of land, one is better, one is worse, she collects from the zeburius. Now the halacha is the Taisus ksuba, she also only collects from karka and minas zeburius from the poorest karka like. Right, then, v'chol zaman shiba beisavia. There's also halacha like this, that an isha, and when a husband died, so kol zaman she's an amona and she lives in the husband's house, she has a right to collect the mezonos from the assignment. Let's say though she doesn't live in her husband's house, but rather she go back to her father's house. And she didn't collect mezonos. Now the halacha is, we'll see later on, for 25 years she can still ask for a ksuba. Let's say 20 years went by and she didn't ask the assignment for a ksuba. And now she wakes up until 25 years, from the time her husband died, she's still allowed to ask for the ksuba. If 25 years pass by, then it's as far as she's meichel the ksuba, she can't collect anymore. So the same halacha applies for the Taisus ksuba. That if 25 years pass by, it's as far as she's meichel the Taisus ksuba, she can't collect that either. Vaita ulu ksuba is bon dichrin. We had before, there's halacha that let's say a man had one wife and had children, and then she died, and he remarries. So he writes a ksuba to a second wife saying that the children are going to have from you, your sons, they are going to yarshin your ksuba. Whether it means the nedunya, the present, first of all, that she's going to bring in from her father's house to give over to her husband, that was the ikat akona, that present, her sons will yarshin, and also the sons yarshin, the ikat ksuba, the mon and the masayim, and now the chiddush is the taisus ksuba, what the husband is meisif to give her, also her sons will yarshin it. Now the Gemara says, so these are all the halachas that a Taisus Ksuba has the same halacha like the Iker HaKsuba. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this, Ksubas Bon and Dichrin. This halacha that when a man remarries his wife, he writes a Tanai in the Ksuba that the children that will have from you, they're going to yarshin your Ksuba. Is Pumbadisa Amri Loitafim Meshabdi. The case where the husband dies, and let's say he doesn't have any nechasim left over, he sold it to other people, so the sons cannot yashin, cannot get it from a shabadim. They can't go to the people that bought it off their father and take it away from them. In other words, this chayv of bon and dichrin is not called like a bal chayv, as if to say the father owes the children the money, but rather yarsun tanan. It's like a din yerusha. You only yashin what your father has and not from a shabadim. Pnei Mosa Machsia, the people of Mosa Machsia, they say, Amri, Torfi Mimishabdi. No, and this Tanai, Ksuba's Bon and Dichrin, they hold Yasfun Tanan. Now the Rashi says, you're like a Bal Chayv. It's like the father owes you the money, and this Chayv was Chal first. So therefore, if the father sold his property when he was alive, And now when the father dies, these Yorshim, these sons, have a right to take it away from the Lekuchas, from the people that bought it off the father, because Yas von Tanan, they're like a Balchayv, as if to say the father owes them the money. So this is the Machlokes, and the Gemara says, the Hilchasa, what's the Maskona? That Loi Torfim Mishabdi. The Lachar is, they cannot collect money from Mishabodim. They don't get the Ksubas Bonadichrin from Mishabodim. Why? Because the Yas von Tanan, they only have a Lachar like Yerusha, not more than Yerusha. Therefore, they only get what the husband owned when Shasi died, and not from the karka that he already sold. Right, another Gemara says, what about Mitaltali V'yisnayu B'yanayu? Let's say the husband was Miyachet, set aside Mitaltalim. He had a chest of money, of utensils, that he set it aside. This is what my wife should collect when she receives, when she gets a ksuba. Now, V'yisnayu B'yanayu, that chest full of money, whatever it was, is still around, and the father died. The husband died, so Lachar is b'loy shrua. The Isha now has a right to go and collect the ksuba, even without swearing. Marshenkin, letznayu b'yanayu. Let's say the metaltalim got lost, they're not around. So now she's coming to collect from Yisaimin. Usually the Lachar is whenever you go and collect money, take it away from the Yisaimin. Because to the father's chayvais, you always have to swear that you didn't receive the money yet. Because we're afraid maybe the father already paid you up. So the first part where the metaltalim was set aside by the father and still around, we're not afraid that maybe he paid her up someplace else. Because this was metaltalim that he had set aside to pay her. So for sure, if they're still around, he didn't pay her up yet. So she just takes it without swearing. But let's say they lost this chest of metaltalim. And she has to collect now from other metaltalim. So it's fitted like she's collecting it from the Yisaimin. Does she have to swear or not? So Pumpadisi says, B'loi shvua. She has a right to collect, and she does not have to swear. In other words, since the husband set aside metaltalim, so like we're sure she didn't get paid up yet. These metaltalim got lost. They got lost now, the assignment lost them, but like we're still sure she wasn't paid up yet, therefore she can collect now without swearing first. But b'nei mosa machzi amri no, b'shrua, she has to make a shrua, since lemaisa those were lost, and she's collecting from other money, we have to be afraid still, maybe she was paid up. But the Gemara says, V'hilchasa b'loi shvua. The Lachar is like Pumpadisa, that she could collect without making a shvua. And the Svar is, like we just said, that since the money was set aside by the husband, we're not afraid he paid her from other money. Now the Gemara says, what about Yachad lo Arya? Let's say a husband set aside karka land for his wife's ksuba. He set aside a piece of land, and he also told her B'arba Mitzrona. He told her exactly the four boundaries, and as he told her exactly which karka, which land, he's setting aside for his ksuba. And then he dies. So Lachar is later, when she collects the ksuba, this karka b'lei shvua, she has the right to collect it without swearing. In other words, we're not afraid that maybe the husband paid her up or she took other money. Since he set aside this karka and explained clearly where it is, she is saimech das, that's the karka she'll get for ksuba, and she didn't receive anything yet. Therefore, now she collects it without a shvua. What about Bechad Mitzra? The husband, when he was alive, he set aside one land, true, but he didn't say exactly which land. He only said one boundary. He didn't explain all four boundaries of the land he wanted to give for his wife. So the shaila is she Semech Das and this karka not? If she's not Semech Das, she feels, look, my husband didn't tell me exactly which karka it is. She still has doubts which part of the karka it is. So then she's not so Samech Das, we have to be afraid maybe she would collect the ksuba for someplace else. The other svar is no, but still the husband set aside karka for her. So she's Samech Das on this karka, we're not afraid she'll take them someplace else. So now when the husband dies, she has a right to collect it without making a shvua. Sizzle machloikis. Pumpadisa amri b'loi shvua. Yes, she has a right to collect this one karka without swearing, because since the husband set it aside, even though he didn't say exactly where the boundaries are, we're not for sure exactly which one it is, but still she said mechdas on it, she did not receive any other money for the ksuba, and we don't have to be afraid the father paid her already, therefore she collects from the yisaimim without a shvua. But b'nei mosa machzi amri, the people b'nei mosa machzi say that b'shvua, no, she is not Samech Das, since the husband did not say exactly the four boundaries of the karka, therefore we have to be afraid maybe she was paid up already. So now she has to swear before she collects from the Yisaimim. But the Gemara says, V'hilchosa, what's the maskono? B'loi shvua. Again, like Pompadiso, we say for sure she was Samech Das. We're not afraid she took from someplace else, Therefore, she has a right to collect now from the Yisayimim HaKsuba without making a Shvua. Now the Gemara says another case. Stam Omali Eidim. A person says to Eidim, Kisvu, write up a star like, V'chosmu, and sign on it, for Hovulei, and give it over to my friend. In other words, a person wants to give his friend a matana. Rashi says, Kugoyin the matanas karka. You want to give your friend a present, you own land, and you want to give some land to your friend. So you tell these Eidim, write up the shtar maton and sign it, and give it to him. So Gemara says, if they made a kinyan right now, whatever kinyan shtar, he made a kinyan, or else he made a kinyan chalipa now, to be kind of karka, or else he made a kinyan chazoko, is loit sarach and luchibe. Then the Eidim don't have to keep on asking him, do you still want me to write up the shtar or not? Because the Svar Rashi says is that since they made a kinyan, is tam kinyan liksi by me. When a stam, any time you make a kinyan, then for sure you want it to be written up. Stam kinyan is liksi by me. But what about loikoni minei? Let's say they did not make a kinyan yet. He didn't make any kinyan. He only told the Eidim to go write it and give it over. So from Badis, Amri la Sarachem Luchibay, you don't have to ask the person again, do you still want me to write and give over the shtar? Like, since he told you once and he didn't change his mind, you have a right to say he must probably still want you to give it over. No, you have to ask. It could be the person changed his mind. He did not make any kinyan yet. He only told you, Bedibur, to go right up to Shtar Matan and to give it over. But if you didn't do it yet right away, later when you do it, you have to first ask him over again to make sure he still wants to do it. Yes, you have to ask over to make sure the Baal HaBos still wants you to give it over. Yeah, now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayo Omer says that if a person gives a Tosfos Ksuba to his wife, so he holds that she could only collect it if they have Nesuyin. But if he gives her a get or he dies before Nesuyin, she doesn't collect the Tosfos Ksuba. And Tanakama says, no, that Bein Min Eros and Bein Min Nesuyin, she collects the Tosfos Ksuba. So the Gemara says, Itma, we learned. Rav Rabbi Nosin, Machloikis, Chadoma, one says, Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azayo, V'chadoma ein halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. So Gemara says, "Tistayim, I bring you proof to Rabbi Nosson who diyomer halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria." The Svarot said that Rabbi Nosson was not Rav, but Rabbi Nosson he was the one that passed like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Why? To Sharmina Lele Rabbi Nosson, we hear that Rabbi Nosson holds the osal bosar umdina. He goes after umdina means we think into the way a person thinks, and we said halacha is the way he thinks. In other words, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says in our Mishnah, that the reason why she doesn't get a Tosfos Ksuba before Nesuyin is because Almanas Lekoinsa, the husband only wrote her because he had asked to like live with her, be with her. And if they didn't have Nesuyin yet, he never had asked to give it over to her. So you see, you go bos umdana, how a person thinks. And we see Rabbi Nosson also paskins like that. What's the Raya? The Yomer Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson says, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. B'mesukin, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Shazuri's halacha about a person that's a mesukin, a person that's sick. And Rashi brings down there's a Gemara in Gidin that says that the other Mishnah says that hamaforish v'ayetzi b'shayora. If somebody is leaving town, going away, traveling, the Omer before release he says kiss will get leishti. He tells like to Eidim and tells them go write a get for my wife. So after Pishle Yom Atznu, even though he didn't say to give it to her, Hare Elu Yichtevu V'Yitnu, they're supposed to write it up and give it to her. Why? To Machmas Tirdosoi, since he was busy, he was excited about going away, he just forgot to say give it, but really that's what he meant. In other words, he's afraid maybe he won't come back, he doesn't want his wife to remain in Iguna, therefore before he goes away, he writes her a get, and he meant to give it to her. Now it says also there, B'Shimon Shazuri Yomer, Af HaMasukin, even if somebody is very sick, and he tells two Eidim, go write a get for my wife. So Shimon Shazuri says, even though he didn't say Tanu to give it, we say that's most probably what was in his mind. Just he was too sick, he forgot to speak it out. Because otherwise he wouldn't play around with his wife now when he's so sick. So you see, if Shimon Shazuri holds, you go after the Umdana, what a person thinks. That even though he only told the Eidim to write the get for his wife, he be sure also meant to tell them to give it to his wife. So you see, Rav Nosson paskens like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you go after umdana, how a person thinks. So therefore, the Sforotis say he would also paskens like Rav Elazar ben Azaria in our Mishnah, that that's the way a person thinks, that he only wants to give a this Tosfos Ksuba to his wife, if they have nesuyin. And why did the Gemara say the second halacha that Rav Nosson passing like the Mishum Tzuri?